Kelly rolls to his left. He's under some pressure. Steps away from Millard. Has to step up in the pocket. Makes a good move to get some yardage. He's out to midfield. The man who brings him down, Von Johnson, the inside linebacker, a pickup of 6. Good running by Kelly, though, to avoid the rush and end up picking up 6 yards on the play. And, boy, Ed, did you notice the Jacksonville's defense just shifted all the way over here to this side of the field?
No question about my job. For 2 weeks, I've been looking at this and seeing this and seeing 3 receivers come to one side, and all of a sudden you got a tailor-made one-on-one situation away from the 3-receiver side, and I just hope they start taking advantage of it. That's what the game's all about.
McGee is wide to the right. McNeil wide to the left. Johnson goes in motion to the right-hand side. Kelly looks to his right as he rolls out under pressure. He's going to have to let loose the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Ricky Sanders, the intended receiver, but they're going to call him in the grasp back at the 40. It's going to be a loss of 10 and give the sack to Bob Nelson, Jim Kelly's old teammate from Miami of Florida. That is Nelson's 5th sack of the year, and it's a loss of 10 back to the 40. It'll be 3rd down and 13.
It looked like he was trying to go downfield, and when he came back off of it, they were on top of him, and now in a pressure situation. These 3rd and 13 situations are difficult to pick up.
Now they're going to give the Gamblers the benefit of the doubt and mark it at the 42, so it makes it 3rd down and 12. A loss of only 6 on the play, the 8 on the play, rather. But it's still 3rd down and extra long, and Jacksonville comes out with, check that, 5 defensive backs. Man in motion to the left-hand side, now going back to the right, Ricky Sanders. Kelly wants to throw the shuttle pass, throws the screen to the other side. Ricky Sanders working behind a complete wall, but he cannot cut to the outside where the hole was.
Well,
who made the stop, Joe Johnson, short of the first down. Ed?
John, I think there's a penalty. I think there's also a penalty, roughing the quarterback, yes. So they will make the first down off the penalty.
So the Gamblers get the reprieve on the flag. Instead of it being 4th down and 1 and facing a tough situation near midfield, they will tack on the penalty after the tackle. So give Sanders all of his yardage, all 11 yards worth, and then tack on 15 more. It's a 26-yard play.
That's the second time that they have run that type of screen. That's the screen we haven't seen them do too often now. That receiver is coming almost back towards the line of scrimmage. He's about halfway between the tackle and the wide receiver position, and he's picking up those blockers as they lead him downfield. Looks like they're doing good execution with that play so far.
The man guilty of the roughing, Mansell Carter, a beanpole from Notre Dame, 6'7 and 235. Verdan in motion to the left. Kelly looks to the right. Back to that short side. Throws underneath to Todd Fowler. Fowler's going to pick up yardage inside the 30 to near the 26. The man who made initial contact was Terry Beeson, the linebacker. Also getting up Tom Dinkle, who gets credit for the tackle. It'll be 2nd down and make it 4 yards to go. And there, they went back to that weak side, Ed.
John, I think so far what I've seen defensively, that play will be there all night long, because every time they're motioning to the one receiver over and putting 3 on one side, Jacksonville is definitely overshift and work that side, work it till they make an adjustment. You know, that play was a 5 or 6 yard play. Nothing wrong with those kind of completions.
2nd down and 4, and 3 linebackers step out of the ball game for Jacksonville. So now they have 6 defensive backs.